أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم كذلك زينا لكل أمة عملهم ثم إلى ربهم مرجعهم فينبئهم بما كانوا يعملون Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss ayah number 109 of Surah Al-An'am. This verse was revealed on the occasion of the demise and death of Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His death produced two issues. One issue was that for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. Allah Ta'ala himself in the Quran testifies that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a great love for Abu Talib. He protected Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also loved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited him towards Islam and Abu Talib had not accepted Islam. On the other hand, the second dilemma was that for the Quraysh. If Abu Talib had died, and then they had to do something to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was unbecoming, then the whole world would have said that whilst Abu Talib was alive, you didn't touch him. And now, after his death, now you want to do things against him, you want to hurt him, you want to harm him, then that is the height of being a coward. So they also were in a dilemma. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a state of grief, and hence on that occasion a delegation of the Quraysh came to Abu Talib and they made a proposition to Abu Talib, a simple proposition that they thought it was, simply that tell your nephew, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to be derogative, not to be abusive. In other words, verbally abusive, not to use foul language against our idols. And if he does not do that, then we will also not speak ill about his deity, about his God. Abu Talib called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. Abu Talib put the proposition forward to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the issue is simple. If they proclaim one statement, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give them the leadership of the Arabs. It is just a matter of one statement. They responded to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if that is the virtue and that is what we'll get, we will say 10 such statements. What is that? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said simply, La ilaha illallah. Say La ilaha illallah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be pleased with you. In lieu of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give you the leadership over the Arabs. This they did not accept from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They again said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all you need to do is just not to say anything about our idols. It was on that occasion that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that if you have to bring the sun in my hand, then also I will not move away from this kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Do not be abusive, that is verbally abusive, do not use foul language to those who worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to their objects of worship. In other words, their gods. Do not be abusive. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam himself was never an abusive person. He was never derogative when he spoke. He always spoke kindly. So this was more for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Otherwise, they will become derogative against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowing, without any knowledge. If you're going to speak ill about their gods, they are going to retaliate and they are going to say similar things about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The result of it is you have become a cause of others to be derogative against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that is not a logical thing for anyone to do. We find Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do not swear your parents. Some sahaba that was sitting there, they found this amazing, that ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would a human being swear his parents? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, when he swears the parents of others, then they are going to retaliate and they are going to do the same to his parents. So these are some aspects that we need to know. In the 21st Juz Surah An-Kabut, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, that even if there is a debate, then also do not be derogative, but and do not argue but with that which is best. In other words, you will speak in the best mannerism, you will present your facts in the best way, it will be intellectual, it will not be that a person becomes derogative and a person becomes personal against somebody else. كَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَّا لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ عَمَلَهُمْ, Allah Ta'ala said, and that is how we adorned, that is how we decorated for each nation their deed. Fir'aun, whatever he was doing, it seemed to him that that was the best that he was doing. And here also for the Quraysh, for them to have been derogative against Allah Ta'ala would have been something that they would have thought was the best thing for them to do. And hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, in this world a person will get away, but ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ مَرْجِعُهُمْ, then towards their Rabb is their return. فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, their Rabb, will certainly inform them of their deeds and what they had done. So hence here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala tells us, keep akhirat in mind, and together with that, never ever be derogative to the gods, to the deities, salient features of other nations and other communities, because they will retaliate doing the same to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.